I'm near the River Blackwater. I'm not really sure. The River Blackwater is in County Cork in Ireland, but I'm not sure where I am at all. I've been spirited away by two people who are avid fly fishermen. And as I'm talking, a box is being opened and the most amazing array of fishing flies is being displayed. I'm here with Norman. Norman, you're a gillie. For those people who don't know what a gillie is, what is a gillie?
Originally, a gillie was is a Scottish term, which means the gentleman's servant, if you like, whilst he's fishing. And just like a gamekeeper looks after the game on an estate, then the gillie would look after the fishing on an estate.
I sense, though, that the role has changed a little bit. Maybe even the power has shifted towards the servant, because I think a lot of people who employ you, if they didn't have you, their day's fishing wouldn't be as successful. Am I right in saying that you're more important than you're making out?
Well, a gillie has been surpassed by the term a fishing guide. And so you now find that guiding is what it's all about, not gillying.
Oh, I prefer the term gillying myself. Now tell me, you had a box of flies there. How many flies were in that box and did you make them all yourself?
No, I do know how to make flies. But when you do, it's a matter of making, say, 10 of the same pattern at the same time, because you have to assemble all the different ingredients and then put them all together. Whereas I just use one or two fries in a day and maybe three different patterns, and it's not worth my while making 10 of the same just for the sake of it. So I tend to use the ones that are commercially made and choose them according to my specifications.
Now, on the way here, when I was in Justin's Land Rover, we pulled over and we spoke to a man. And he was telling me, or Justin was telling me subsequently, that there is a story relating to a particular kind of fly that this man invented. And he said, you must ask Norman. Norman knows the story really well. So I'm going to ask you, tell me about this special fly.
Well, it's not a fly, really. It's a lure, a spinning lure. And it's known as a flying condom, or an FC, to be polite. And
why is it known as a flying condom?
It's a variation of the very well-known French lure called a MEPS. And it was first introduced to Ireland when a Frenchman came over and he was fishing with the said gentleman. And sure enough, he caught a fish. And so it was in the pub that evening when the gillie said to all his mates there, you should have seen what that Frenchman was using today. It just looked like a condom flying through the air. And there happened to be a tackle dealer in the shop, in the pub, and he said, oh, that's a good name. And he christened it the Flying Condom. And now you see it advertised in all fishing catalogues as the FCs. Sometimes they're called rubber tails, Irish rubber tails, but commonly known, they are the flying condom.
And, well, who would have thought such an association with fishing? We're going to have a quick bit of lunch and then we're off to the river. What do you rate our chances of catching a fish on the scale of 1 to 10 today?
About 10.
I sense a man defending his professional reputation there. Norman, thank you very... Whoops. I almost knocked over the rods there. Thank you very much, Norman.
My pleasure.